Shameless Mass podcast from podcast.shamelessmass.com.
Are you ready, boys?
Yeah, braced and ready.
Here we go.
Do it.
Podcast number 50.
Oh my God, it's Dave.
It's Dave.
No.
Dave's back.
Dave's not here, man. I came because it was the 50th podcast.
We appreciate that.
We appreciate that.
What's it been like, 49 podcasts?
It's been about 47 podcasts ago when I sat here in this very room.
Yeah.
Our first guest.
I forgot back then, huh?
Right. It was a crazy time.
He
for
was
the
our
Empire.
First guest, wasn't he?
Yeah, we've come full circle.
Weird.
I was younger, a lot younger.
Golden Jubilee.
That's right. And we're doing all sorts of crazy, wacky, silly shit. Actually, we're doing
like
the same
burritos.
Shit we normally do.
They shall eat cake.
But now there's cake and shrimp involved.
Yeah, that's right. We have cake and shrimp and cheese and sausage and
Colby
Doritos.
Colby Jack and his mother.
He's been making us just kind of look at it.
Yeah. Salivating.
It's just there for looks.
It's all plastic.
Are you guys hungry or something?
Yes.
I'm not. Tell you the truth, but
it's amazing. I'm glad you guys. I'm glad you guys made 50 of these things.
Thank you.
You know
who I am. I'm sorry.
We're very glad to have made it this far. Yeah. We thought for a little while there that it was going to eke out and there wasn't going to be any more podcasts.
But
Rise of the Podcast coming back.
That's right. I'm glad for that.
I never believed that shit.
Well, you know who I am. I'm EBA. And this guy.
Sir Mildred Pierce.
And then that girl.
Sir Mildred Pierce's better half.
And then that guy.
And this is Dave 420.
That's
for
right.
For obvious reasons.
Dave 420. Bitches.
I. Done the works. I. Workable. I. All up in your business. I. Let's move on. I'm ready.
AKA Susan, for some reason. I haven't figured that out.
Suddenly, Seeking Susan.
What?
You ever seen that movie?
Is that with Madonna?
Madonna. Yeah, oh, God. That, yeah. She was hot. Fuck.
In kind of a skanky.
In an 80s kind of way.
Yeah.
All the little rubber friendship bracelets and rubbers.
And then she was Evita.
She was
don't
a Vita.
Don't cry for me, Argentina.
Yeah.
I don't know how we got on that.
Is she remaking Casablanca?
Down to her knees.
I heard she was going to be in Casablanca, the remake of Casablanca.
Really?
Yeah.
She's going to be like, you need to get on that plane or you're going to regret it. I'm Madonna.
She better not.
That was the world's best Madonna impression, by the way.
Oh, that was cool. Well, I knew exactly who it was.
And see, we're going to have more fun stuff like that throughout the show. So.
Hi, kids. Please remember to send all emails to SirMildredPierce@gmail.com and EBAOFVN@gmail.com. Thanks.
You can check us out online at podcast.shapelessmass.com.
But you can't check out our food spread. Sorry.
Well, there might be a picture of it.
There'll be some pictures.
Check me out at shapelessmass.com. You can check Mr. Pierce out at.
I have a new Google page.
That's great. Yeah. Okay. And cool. You can check Dave out at.
Oh, guess what? Workable's in business right now.
Is it?
Yeah. Spell Workable.
Workable's. Yep. It's just WERKABLE. .com.
What you get from those Richmond County schools, you illiterate bastard.
I know, but dude, it's coming together very well. All the pieces are coming together nicely. working with some people you guys might know. You know, the Tate brothers. You know, the Tates.
Yeah.
The
yeah.
Tate?
Yeah.
Tate. Like the Taint, like between the...
No. No.
Before we get started, we have something new we're going to start doing on the podcast. Unless they've already done it before, I have a couple questions to ask you real quick.
It's Moi? Kind of
a mini interview. Yes, you.
Ay, Dios mío. Oh,
cool. Yeah,
oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. No.
Okay. Now, reaction time is a factor in this, so please pay attention. Now, answer...
Just Dave, right?
Yeah, just Dave. Now, answer as quickly as you can.
Shit.
It's your birthday. Okay. Someone gives you a calfskin wallet. How do you react?
Holy crap, I could hold... Wait, I don't know. I don't even know what a calfskin wallet is.
A wallet made of calfskin. That?
I say thank you.
Okay.
I just say thank you. I need a new one.
You've got a little boy, which is true. You do have a little boy.
I do.
He shows you his butterfly collection plus the killing jar. What do you do?
Videotape it.
Okay. You're watching television. Suddenly you realize there's a wasp crawling on your arm. What do you do?
Dude, I'm allergic to wasps. I will swipe the shit out of that thing and then get stung. I know it. My luck.
You're in a desert walking along in the sand when all of a sudden you look down and you see a tortoise. It's crawling toward you. You reach down. You flip the tortoise over on its back. The tortoise lay on its back, its belly baking in the hot sun, beating its legs, trying to turn itself over, but it can't. Not without your help. But you're not helping. Why is that?
Because I'm thirsty, bitch. I'm gonna make some turtle soup out of that shit. Just squeeze it all together. And that is not true. I love animals. I would help that turtle. I would help that turtle.
I'm not a bad, like, you know, animal killer or anything.
Hell no, Peter. Okay. Hell no.
Describe in single words only the good things that come into your mind about your mother.
Sweet. Too far away. Miss her. She misses me. I want to see her soon. I will next month. I love her.
So, what do you think?
Thank you.
You're probably in agreement. Dave is definitely not a replicant.
You might be a Cylon.
I'm a what? No.
Did you shut the fuck up with the Cylon shit?
I'm a Republican.
I'm sorry, Balser goes back on.
I'm definitely not a Republican.
You're definitely not a replicant.
I don't watch Battlestar Galactica. I was nothing about that shit. No.
So with that, we're gonna play some music. So we're playing nothing but new music. Most of this isn't even out. It might be out by the time you hear this on the web, but every single song we're playing today is brand new. And let's just get it rolling. Let's start off with something I did with Chuck.
How about some Doritos?
Hey, how about that Dorito bag? What?
Okay, so let's hear a new song that me and Chuck, aka Void, made. And the song
is called Shrimp Cocktail in Your Mouth.
Y'all are just making it come so much quicker with all the things. So, yeah, anyway, the song's called Alive. And then after that, let's hear a song off the new Portishead album.
All right.
Hails to the yeah.
Cool. That'll be some good music to eat by.
Alive, hindsight's perfect view. Now to see the true nature we never knew. You were so close to me. In hopes you trust and see, let the message get through. Blind, did not see at the time. If you only knew, now it was unknown then. True. did me goodbye. If you are God, I must be Lucifer, down deep to burn on hell's ninth level. Cast out of your heaven, won't be back again. You made me the white devil. Sorrow, 10 in pain, 11 death, 12 lives again, 13 steps to the devil's door, won't turn back, no, nevermore. We'll be right back.
off cutting the cake.
I'm eating pepperoni slices.
There'll be a picture of the cake as, you know, y'all see the cake. What does the cake say? It says Mass Cast number 50, motherfucker.
Who did?
Sure does.
Who wrote it? Did the lady at the bakery write it?
Oh, I did it.
Yeah. She
I very much doubt they would have let me get away with that at the bakery.
I don't think so.
You think? Portishead off the new album. And before that, we heard a new song by Void. Speaking of Chuck, we heard a new song by Void called Alive. And, yeah, so.
This week's game.
We're doing another episode of This and That, and this is a first for This and That, so we're probably going to do more of these as I can pick them up. And the new This or That is based on, well, first off, Mr. Pierce is probably going to roll his eyes. This is one of those things on the internet. You either know about this or you don't know about it. You either have to have this explained to you in depth, or you're absolutely completely familiar with this and hate it. You probably hate it. But, there's these two songs. They're by Rick Astley or I don't remember how to pronounce his fucking name.
Rick Astley. Yeah, he's Astley.
He's Astley, all right. Anyway,
is this where the Rickroll thing came from? I have no idea.
Yes, like I said, you either know about it or you know.
Yeah.
And so one of the things I noticed is that the two songs are incredibly similar. I mean, very, very, very similar. Yeah, there's two songs. There's, well, the one that people Rickroll with, which is Never Gonna Give You Up, and the other one is Together Forever. Keep in mind, there's 15 items here. It's Dave versus the sexy pair. I don't call
it. For some reason, I heard the sexy parrot.
Oh.
I don't know why.
The sexy parrot. You think I'm sexy?
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, there's 15 little snippets here. Now, one of them is not Rick Astley. Okay. Remember, if you guess that one correctly, you get 10 points. But if you guess that incorrectly, you say that it's the neither, then the other team gets 5 points.
I
so
guess
make
it.
Damn sure.
He did not roll his eyes.
Really?
Yes.
I just did.
I wasn't sure how.
Rick rolling.
I don't
care.
Well,
here we go with the first one.
That's the first one.
That's Together Forever.
I don't know the name of the song.
Together Forever.
Together Forever, we're never going to give you
one. Yeah, the one that Dave said.
So it's Together Forever?
Yes.
That's what you said? Okay. All right, that's the easy one. I wanted to get the easy one out of the way.
Okay.
Damn, man. You can't hear it again.
Sure.
The second
that's
one.
That's Never Gonna Give You Up.
Never Gonna Give You Up. That's
and
the second
that
one,
is
right?
Never Gonna Give You Up, yes.
Yeah. So,
wow.
Together Forever.
Do it again. Ah, I'm going to say Never Gonna Give You Up.
You said Together Forever?
I guess. Did I?
That's actually Never Gonna Give You Up.
Duh.
Never Gonna Give You Up.
Together okay. Forever.
Together Forever.
Okay, y'all said two different things.
Did we?
Yeah, she said the other one.
I don't know.
Is it Never Gonna Give You Up or is it Together Forever?
What did Dave say again?
Don't you even.
Doesn't matter what Dave
together
said.
Together Forever.
Whatever Amber said then.
Well,
we're gonna give you up.
Amber said Never Gonna Give You Up. It's actually Together Forever. Dave was right again.
I knew it. I knew we should have just copied Dave.
Okay. Wait, do that
Rick
again.
Rolling us. He's just damn Rick rolling us, man.
He's not playing world. The whole song.
It's like goatseeing us.
Go. You are a chopping fool, aren't you? Do it again. I want to hear
Chocolate Rain.
Is that Chocolate Rain? Chocolate Rain is so good. We should play Chocolate Rain. Can we play Chocolate Rain?
Together Forever.
Together Forever? Yeah, that sounds good.
That isn't correct. That's Never Gonna Give You Up.
No way.
I was really giving my answer.
We've known each other for so long. Never gonna give you up.
Yeah, never gonna give you up.
Good job, Dave.
Sorry. I know the lyrics, too. That's what's crazy.
Yeah, weren't you listening to this one?
On his way in there.
I was.
In the
going
car.
Over the 13th Street Bridge, I said, you know what? It's time for Rick Astley. Right now. And it's a good thing I keep a single, in my car.
I'm How old are you?
And it's like
he's
one song
old. I'm pretty put
old.
Together.
Yeah.
He's 50.
I'm pretty old. I'm small. I'm old.
Okay.
I wouldn't tell everybody, you know, about that.
That's number six. That's the next bit. Y'all weren't paying attention
because I was talking.
I sound like the other one. You sound like.
Say it again.
No, wait.
That is not Together Forever. It's the other one. No, it's Together Forever.
No, it's forever. The other one, I think.
So you're saying it's Never Gonna Give You Up, and you saying Together Forever?
It's Together Forever.
I'm going with what he said.
Yeah.
It is Together Forever.
Yes.
No, that's you what said I Never said. Gonna Give well, You Up.
I don't know.
It's the moving
worst,
on.
Worst game ever. Come on. Come on. I want you to go first.
Never Gonna Give You Up.
Nice. Okay.
Cool. What do you say?
I say the same.
That's Together Forever. Sorry.
No way!
Is it really?
Yes.
Dude, that sounds like a total different song altogether.
Oh, that might be.
That's what I'm saying.
You're saying it's the neither?
Let's play it again.
Mm-hmm.
That's neither.
We all say
neither.
Why not?
Well, this is a first.
Uh-huh.
You guys are both wrong. It's Together Forever. So I'm just not going to award points to anybody because there's no point. No purpose.
Really? I didn't sound...
Oh, sure. I'll go ahead and give you both five. Why not?
You guys are great.
I thought that was...
Oh, it wasn't either?
It was Together Forever for some reason.
It was Together Forever.
You're giving us 5 minutes.
That's a...
That's neither.
Hmm?
That's neither.
That's Madonna, man.
Is that that's Madonna?
Weird again.
It doesn't sound, it sounds kind of Tina Turner-ish movie or...
Sounded like Jackson, really. That's neither.
Yeah, I'm kind of going
with neither. I'm going with neither.
He's saying neither. Are y'all sure?
Well, yeah. It doesn't matter.
Well, shit, now it doesn't matter anymore.
You're both right. That is neither. Dave, what is that?
Michael Jackson.
Is it Jackson?
That's,
da-na-na-na. You know which one that is.
Pretty young things, repeat after me, you sing na-na-na-na.
Doesn't count because we've just played the song.
I got you, dude.
It
I
does
got
not
you.
Count.
You played a snippet of the song.
Violation of the rules.
Okay.
Motherfucker.
Been a while. Welcome back.
Aren't you shy to say it?
Never gonna give you up.
Yeah. I think that's right.
You can stop going first.
Never gonna give you up.
Okay. I'm
yes,
go
it
first.
Is never gonna give you up.
Yes.
Never gonna give up.
Can you play that one?
Gonna play it, cause I don't wanna tell you what I'm feeling. But I gotta let you know. Understand? You're gonna give you up.
Give you up. Never give you up.
No comment.
Way to give up.
Dude, it's the cake, man. That shit is sweet. I need a cigarette now, for real. Keep going. I'm not going first.
You sound like you know these things. You knew like the lyrics and stuff.
Everybody knows the lyrics to these.
I don't think everyone knows it. You know, maybe not.
I haven't heard the song.
Oh bullshit!
I'm serious. I've managed to avoid.
We're being interrupted here.
That's the next thing we're gonna play. How crazy is that?
Oh god!
What's up, Todd? Oh, we're doing our 50th podcast. Say hi to everybody.
Is that Super Toddy Todd?
We're waiting for you, man. When are you coming over?
I don't know if he can hear you. What'd you say?
I was just saying hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hola.
What's up?
Dave and Mr. Pierce and Amber, and I'm not here. I'm somewhere else.
Dave's not here, man.
Hey, give me some of those.
But we'll talk to you later, okay? Tell everybody at the... Say happy 50th podcast.
Happy 50th podcast.
Say it really loud.
Happy 50th podcast.
Thank you. I'll talk to you.
Yeah, I'm in the middle of a grocery store and I just shouted that out.
Cool. Well, tell everyone that they're... Why? You know, just say, hey, I was just shouting out to the podcast people and you should check it out, you know, and give us some advertisement. You know what I'm saying? He said he's intimidating in person, so... We'll talk to you later, okay, man?
All right, man. Thank you.
Bye. Sorry about that. Anyway, we were on this one. Dave?
Together Forever.
Dave is correct again.
Yeah. You know, what's really crazy?
You cheater.
I'm winning a Rick Astley.
You probably listened to these songs here. Before. You cheater.
Understand.
Never gonna give you up.
All right. Yes, I'm doing the same thing.
Okay, well, that's correct.
Please let
so
the next. Yeah, everyone's been Rickrolled in this room.
I've been Rickrolled.
Do it again. What a crazy clip, man. I hate that. Do it again, one more time.
I can do.
I want to stay together forever. And that's
I'm going to say I'm never going to give you up.
I'm going to
stay
together.
I'm going to say I give up.
You give up?
Well, Dave is right.
I have a pretty good feeling.
That is together forever.
And Dave wins.
Dave wins. This is epic scores.
And this is nothing to be proud of. That's the problem.
Dave wins with 26 points.
How many points
so
did we have?
Sexy Pair had 21.
That's not bad.
That's not bad.
It's not as bad as the legendary time that Paul played.
Yeah, I played neither each time.
Neither.
Lost None. Like 30 points behind him.
It's crazy.
I was like, yay, so we're going to win.
You like the audio just versus this? You did for the time.
I like these Doritos.
No doubt. I am so glad those broke out.
The answer that was no answer.
Oh my gosh. The answer is yes.
Oh, you bitch.
Suck a
well, let's listen to some more music.
Bitch.
Y'all want to hear some new Outkast?
Yes.
Oh, hell
yes.
Yeah.
Brand new Outkast, not even in stores yet, motherfuckers.
Dude, how'd you do that?
It's like a time machine.
Yeah. I've got the hookup. Andre 3000 called me. He's like, hey, man, why don't you put this on the Shapeless Mass podcast.
So, yeah, okay, well, I'm excited about this.
I was like, you know, hey, man, you still didn't pay me for last time when I played your music. And he's like, no, fuck that. I ain't going to pay you because, you know, yeah. It's shady record politics and stuff. So, this is Royal Flush. This is the brand new single by Outkast, and it features. You're gonna have an orgasm. It features Ghostface Killah.
Okay.
Second song he's done with him. So
how did that happen? How'd you get it?
The wrong nigga to cross and the first nigga to jam with the AK watch on CFAO with microphone in hand. Goddamn, generation Uno dungeon fam. The lab is filled with potions of emotions out the ass. I laugh when you think that you have seen the last, but it's only the beginning, my nigga. Don't be so fast, mass gas. I slow it down to a screeching halt and beat the president because he don't think before he talk. Iraq got that, now he gunning for Iran. North Korea got that shit that make LA look like Japan. Island, nah, man, more like the Caribbean. Billy Ocean body floating, take a voyage to Atlantis. Selling glass, lean blasted, machinery swing past. Next stop, Bowling Green, blink flash it. Glow my ass off, po-po, they try to harass. My dough, chain cash, and I sit in my castle bent. You know the W would come from dirty bass. Bird baths, let them stunt, we got burners with gas. Fly past, by NASA, caught up with the cash. Why blast when you know we in your crib? Bypass, I master what? The treasure rug, getting ass, whip acid. Red pipe and leather, slick, nasty, sassy shit, but at the same time, raspy. Plug me a thug, your mother. Styles will change, they say change is danger. Errors, as a king standing on the terrace, while his partner pointing up at the rifleman. Coward shooter never know when your life will end. Then live like there ain't no motto. And if one come, then this the motto. Now I'll put message in Bato. You go to the nearest beach and open your cardo and walk to the place where the sea meets the land. Yeah, it's easier to run the street than walk in the sand. Hey, I'm talking, young man, as if chalk in my hand. I will take y'all the last to school. It's cool when the kids call me Sonny. The hood calls me Stacks. The bees call me Honey. Hollywood calls me back. Crack and I have a lot in common. We both come up in the 80s and we keep that bass pumping. That's a nigga. Tip comparison, embarrassing. Unfortunate that if you come up fortunate, the street consider you lame. Ha, I thought the name of the game was to have a better life. I guess it ain't. What a shame. I don't slang. Never slung, but I'm one with the slum that has a name well fitting. Plenty cheese getting. No wonder why they called it the trap. So watch your tail, and I'm not kidding. The rats and mice would give advice. They say you can paint and draw. Get out of here, go show them that we're more than slanging raw. That's when I broke into my big Rube impression. And I tried to enlighten, but that night I learned a lesson that the morals that you think you got go out the window when all the other kids are fresh and they got new Nintendo Wii's. And your child is down on her knees praying hard up to God for a Whopper with cheese. Do you B, hit the street hard with a flare? Or do you A, go to school for heating and air? Dare make a honest living but make a crooked killing? Or do a bit of both until you're holding on a million? Brilliant, you got one foot in, one foot out. You put your left foot back in and then you shake it all about. You do the hokey pokey till you turn your life around. That's what it's all about. 3,000 out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's happening, homie?
Huh? That's right.
Shit. I'm talking about, I said, what's happening, homie? Shit, ain't nothing happening, man.
Yep.
You know what I'm talking about? Hey, bro.
Man, I thought you had the streets on lock, homie.
I thought you had the streets on lock.
Shit, I guess we got to get them on lock, man.
I already got the streets on lock. I'm getting faded, nigga. I already got the streets on lock. I'm getting faded, nigga. I already got the streets on lock. I'm getting faded, nigga. I already got the streets in a tight hole. Got too much to lose, so I can't fold. You don't wanna see the real nigga get exposed. That's about 16 holes in your clothes. We ain't the niggas that'll get you later when it's on. We ain't got time to let the beat get cold. We got paper, not a goddamn record, so got stacks on deck, nigga.
Now it's time to blow.
Hit the block with yesterday shit on. Got a clock and rock, nigga, like a Flintstone. Selling shit from overseas like I'm in Rome. If getting money ain't right, then I've been wrong. I got plenty classics,
got about 10 songs.
Guaranteed each and every one to get a nigga home. And stop coming with your hands out. No longs, I'm tired of seeing y'all niggas. Hit me on the cell phone. I already got the streets on lock, I'm getting faded, nigga.
First off in the game, my nigga, I don't stop. My neck of the woods, streets on lock. Better yet, you can go holler at them people. Send street leave, my nigga, I'm street leave. Now it's all said and done with the issue. Get jammed up, the streets don't miss you. Dope man, trick a bitch out with the coat man. Riding on things with the back in the band. Walk through the mall, yeah, I'm thugging. I told her got a ball. Yeah, I'm drugging, she pullin' on my law. Yeah, I'm fucking, but not with you. Yeah, your cousin, street cred, nigga, I got that. In the fucking fed, they can't stop that. Tryna take love off the mouth ASAP. But the beef in the street, I handle that.
I already got the streets on lock, I'm getting faded, nigga. And if you try me, then I'm squeezing the Glock. She can get hit, nigga. And if you cross the street, leave. Believe me that it ain't no love. Believe it ain't no love. Fill your chest up with hot lead, nigga. They get the beats over. I let the slugs over. Respect the G code. I'll get your back roll. I'll get your jaw broke. Put in the chokehold. You want the beats over? He ain't a true soldier. Screaming he thug hearted, but he a bandit foe. I make you get low. 6 feet below. Where it's cold in your sweater, can't warm you up. Nigga, you fucked up. Now your luck's up. You was gangsta since we found out we were scrapped up, huh? I already got the streets on lock, I'm getting faded, nigga.
Alright, man, what the business is, man? I know you got the streets on lock.
Yeah, I'm from the bird, you know.
Yeah, I don't see you.
You already know me, nigga. The valley, my nigga.
I got my mind on lock, my nigga. Street lead, you know what I'm saying? Street lead, that's what's up, my nigga. KZ, J3, I guess they got a block on lock now. They got the cops wanna come stop a nigga on the block, so they know he's selling rocks out. Keeping that thing kinda steadily rolling, steadily moving, huh? Y'all boys better get with it, get lost. Street moving, you know what I'm talking about? Either get rolled on or get rolled over.
We out.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, right now I'm about my fetty, so.
Who's that?
Well, first we heard Outkast with Ghostface Killah. I was wrong. That was not Billy Ocean on the choruses. But
hey, that is an awesome song.
The song was Royal Flush. And then we heard a song by Street League. The track was produced by me. Now, here's the funny thing. Every single instrument in that track is my voice. It's my mouth. I made all that. The bass line was me humming and, you know, the snares, that, and... Yeah,
now you guys are going to have to rewind this podcast and listen to it again.
Yeah, now you're going to take it back and be like,
it's amazing.
Oh, shit, did he really do? Oh my God, wow, that's cool.
It was
even the horns.
Doing the singing in it?
The lyrics were by Street League, which is Man's little group.
Oh, okay.
So it's Man with Cash D and I want to say Todd is his name. I'm not making that up.
Not Snoop Dogg Todd.
No, it's not Snoop Dogg Todd.
No,
but we have a song with Snoop Tiny Todd on.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
The Mummy Guys?
We're going to play a song by Snoop Tiny Todd.
Excellent.
So.
Nice.
Anyway, moving along, let's go ahead and get some reviews.
Movie reviews for movies we've never seen.
All right, how about some Baby Mama? Anyone want to see some Baby Mama?
That's what Tina Fey.
It's got Tina Fey as a single businesswoman determined to have a child of her own. Amy Poehler co-stars as her less-than-perfect surrogate. So
that sounds like a true story about Tina Fey.
It does. Right. I bet you I would be surprised she didn't write that. She didn't write that movie.
I don't know much about Tina Fey.
Oh, she's awesome.
I see her name.
Saturday Night Live, man.
I think she's hot and sometimes I don't. She's got the Scarface thing going on, so.
Last time I saw Saturday Night Live was I don't know, I think it was in high school.
Are you serious? Last time I actually watched Saturday Night Live was when they had Christopher Walken
because
Colonel Angus bit, which is actually kind of funny.
Anytime they do something funny, you know, like once a year or whatever, it just ends up on YouTube and you just watch it there.
Yeah, that's
true.
Exactly.
That's true.
And then most of the stuff that everyone raves about being hilarious, isn't. Like, the Dick in the Box thing just did not make
me. You're kidding. Because I
watch Saturday Night Live all the time.
I watch it. I loved it. It was great. It was funny. At the time, it was funny.
It must be a taste thing.
It's a taste thing. Not a Dick in the Box taste.
I'm going to give Baby Mama 5 stars, whatever. Yeah.
I'm going to go for 6. It'll be pretty mediocre, I think.
Pretty mediocre.
Just like a little step above mediocre.
I'm gonna. This is from the star stuff is still the same, right? It's like
10 stars.
To 10.
Yeah. 1 to 10. I'm gonna say a 5, just because I really like Tina Fey and I saw some of the trailers and.
But
like
avoid the Baby Mama drama.
Avoid it at all costs.
So,
I'll give it 5 stars, just because it just seems like it's the whole thing that's been done again and again.
We're averaging like 5.25 average right there. Am I right?
Yep.
Sure. Correct? There's 2 fives and a 6.
According to my internal calculator, you're absolutely correct.
Okay.
Use the pedometer you picked up.
We should start trying to do that, given the Shapeless Mass cast average.
How about some Harold and Kumar Escape from Guantanamo?
Oh, okay.
You know,
yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Who the heck are Harold and Kumar?
They had a couple.
White Castle?
No.
They did White Castle and another one, too.
I'm going to have to download some.
No. They're funny together. They're really funny.
It's pothead stuff. It's pothead humor.
Oh, really?
Yes. Yeah.
It's
okay.
You would probably.
Here's the.
I don't like embarrassing comedy.
The duo returns, and this time they find themselves in some trouble after trying to bring a bong aboard a flight to Amsterdam. And the obvious joke there is it's not a bomb, it's a bong.
It's yeah.
Which is probably what they're going to do.
Yeah.
They're good together.
Harold and Kumar, I'm excited about this movie, and if it's as good as the first one, I'm inclined to say probably a 7.
Yeah. 7,
I don't think
it's going to
be the greatest thing in the world, because Harold and Kumar wasn't the greatest, but it was entertaining, and I would watch it again.
It's way better if you're high, dude.
I think it's a good movie to put on if you're at like a large group with a large group of people. Like
and
watch
large
with
bong.
Yeah.
Nice little bong hit before you go to the show.
And let me tell you, there is not a better commercial for White Castle or Crystals than that movie, because when we watched it, we like, oh God, must have Crystals now.
True.
Because we're in the South, so we don't have White Castle.
That's right. It's Crystals over here.
We deal with their communist.
Okay, I'm going to give this a 6. Simply, it would have been higher if it had not been for the potential that there's a high amount of embarrassing comedy.
No, it's not embarrassing.
It's higher than it would have been because I know it's going to have a lot of good pothead humor in it. So I give it a 6. I give it above mediocre.
I'm gonna go for a 7.5.
She would think it was embarrassing comedy because she would. Yeah, like, I know. She would not like the battleships part of the first movie.
But I still say that it's not, just so I can get her to watch it.
Yeah, I know.
I'm gonna say like 9.
7, 8, 9.
Wow.
Well, that's
I'm excited about that one.
That's hot. That's when you're high.
I'm excited.
Oh, okay.
About it.
So okay. You're not high.
6 if you're not high. 8 if you are.
All right. See, I'll go with that. I'll go
see,
with
I'm
that.
See, I watched it. I'm not high.
Well, you just don't get it. Anyway,
you're gonna get
okay.
It.
Okay.
We would need to take Phil with us.
Who?
Phil.
Phil.
So is that thing about the bong? Is that the actual plot?
Man,
so
we've got a bong that's about that tall.
Well, it says something about it says taller than me. A bong on board.
Need a ladder to get on that.
She's talking about for our listeners at home. It's about 4 feet tall.
It's tall you can't even reach the bowl when you're trying to light
it. Yeah, you've got
to
have somebody else light it for you.
There's partners involved.
It's absurd.
It's like...
There's partners involved.
It doubles as a didgeridoo, basically.
What?
All right.
Again, you don't know what anything is. You just exist.
Okay.
But
okay.
I'm pretty, at least.
Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
That's the one I wanted to read.
Well, that's why I'm reading it.
She wanted to read it.
She wanted to read it.
You want to read it?
Yeah, I'm
you're stealing
we usually,
her joy from
we usually
her.
Do all okay. In person. But I thought... That's,
yeah, he's right, though.
I remember it in times that we've passed it around from person.
That's
only because
you wanted to.
Those were...
This is the new 50th podcast.
Okay, yeah. My opinion doesn't matter. So
no.
Go ahead, love.
Totally changed. Totally changed. This whole podcast is rearranged.
It sounds like something I wouldn't want to watch anyway, so...
Forgetting Sarah Marshall, when Peter is dumped by his television star girlfriend of 6 years, he takes a trip to Oahu, meets Rachel, and just may forget Sarah Marshall. I actually was listening to a little snippet on this on NPR on the way home from work the other day, when actually I think I was on a run at the time to go.
You had the runs?
Yeah, no, on a run. On a Harold and Kumar sort of run. At the time.
You're going to get White Castle?
Crystals. Remember, we're in the South.
Crystals. I was going to get some crystals. There we go.
Well, crystal meth. Okay, so anyway.
Right.
Yes. But it was talking about women were calling into the show that happened to share names with popular characters in movies and how it changed and affected
their lives.
And that all the women out there should enjoy being Sarah Marshall or whoever else they are and go see the movie.
And what do you think about that?
I think it'd be really interesting to have my name spotlighted in a movie, and I think those that were may get picked on a little bit would be lucky in the long run. They would be unforgettable.
Well, if they ever make a movie about Kathy, the cartoon character, you'll be featured in there frequently. Actually, your initials will, because Kathy tries on a swimsuit and says "Ack."
That's good to know.
So
she might not know who Kathy is.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Wait.
Kathy is a
newspaper.
Yeah. I think we've heard mentioned the Kathy-ism before on
that's
the podcast.
A different Kathy.
Okay.
It's a comic strip, Kathy.
Yeah, comic strip Kathy.
I mean, we're
see, they print these newspapers every day, right? And then if they have these comics
on Sundays, they're in color.
Yeah, that's true. They're bigger.
Ted Turner takes over. So
I don't want to know what Ted Turner does in his spare time. I really don't.
He colorizes them like he does with those old ass movies.
Hi.
Hi.
So, anyway. So 3 stars.
1.
I'll give it
1.
4.
I'm a.
Come on, harsh, man.
Dude.
Man, I don't know.
He's like, it's a chick flick, man.
I don't mind that. I give it a 4 for it being a chick flick because my wife would probably want to go.
Well, let me know how it goes, okay?
Honestly, this is just my diatribe on that. Chick flicks and male testosterone-infused action movies, both are very pandering, I think. You know, the triple X and the, you know, I think they're just kind of...
Rush Hour like, 1, 2, 3, 4, those kind of movies?
No, I'm thinking more like triple X and...
Triple X?
Diesel,
Fast and Furious,
Fast and
those
Furious.
Kind of movies.
Oh God, you know, Vin Diesel's freaking
really,
hot.
Really,
I've
really
not
like.
Seen, I've not
know.
Seen Triple X, but I want to simply because it's got Vin Diesel in it.
Okay then.
No.
He's hot, and I bet he's huge.
Like huge, like
very tall.
Yes, very tall.
Very tall.
Well, that sounds like a good enough time to play some Atmosphere. So let's hear something off the new Atmosphere song, new Atmosphere album. The song's called Your Glass House, and it's about drunken hangovers.
Yay.
Well, shit, then I'm in the right place right now.
You're hungover?
Oh, I was up for a while last night.
Me too.
I can't drink.
Nurse, with partners. Yeah.
I was working on my trip.
Multiple partners?
No.
Yay, that sounded like you and your wife had a fun evening last night.
It was fun. We had, we had the little one. The little one had to go to sleep because she got in trouble. So.
Is that what you call it these days?
Not that. Jerk ass. The daughter went to sleep. So we had to be a little quiet, but it was fun. It was a good time. Good times held by all.
So was there duct tape involved?
No duct tape. No.
Here's one of Atmosphere's many songs about hangovers, which they do a lot of songs about hangovers.
Thank God I need that right now and a cigarette.
How'd you get from the bar to this mattress? And when you got here, then what happened? And where's the who that lives here in this house? Wanna figure out how'd you get here? But the thought got cut by nature. Find a bathroom, the gut got anger. Here it comes, can't avoid it. Ain't the first time throwing up in a strange toilet. Anyone else would leave, but you crawl back to the bed and fell back asleep. All we need is speakers. Come and party with us. Take care of you when you're passed out. Right there with you in your glass house. All we need is speakers. Come and party with us. Take care of you when you're passed out. Right there with you in your glass house. Woke up all alone with no friends. But you had to throw up again. Choke up the tears and the spit. Grab some tissue to wipe off your lips. Everything still spins, and then the chills begin, and then the God please kill me right now hits, and you still don't know whose house this is. In between leftover dry heaps, you try to check out your timepiece, and you should call your job, but first gotta turn this hangover off. You dream that it's just a dream until the phone in your pocket starts to scream. Shut it down, don't wanna hear a sound. Heavy is the head that wears that crown now. All we need is speakers. Come and party with us. Take care of you when you're passed out. Right there with you in your glass house. All we need is speakers. Come and party with us. Take care of you when you're passed out. Right there with you in your glass house. Hangover ain't a strong enough word. It don't describe what just occurred. Looking at a phone full of missed calls. Probably all the people that you pissed off. Everything seems so sour, so you force yourself into the shower. Standing up brings out the stars, and the whole bathroom smells just like a dive bar. Can't do it, better sit and let the tub be the catcher's mitt. Lay down, face down. Thank God whoever lives here ain't around. Now what you need is silence, and you don't want no one to see you like this. Maybe you don't recognize it, but this is your home, this is where your life lives. All we need is speakers. Come and party with us. Take care of you when you're passed out. Right there with you in your glass house. All we need is speakers. Come and party with us. Take care of you when you're passed out. Right there with you in your glass house.
Check in and see what Yahtzee's doing.
Okay.
Is that the one we just watched?
Yeah. Review Super Smash Brothers or something.
That dude talks quickly, man. You gotta pay attention really fast. You gotta listen fast. You gotta listen fast. You know?
So
you
let's
know
check him out.
Okay. Let's do it.
The guest spot.
I really haven't been looking forward to this. Last week I accidentally left my copy of this game in a friend's console, and I was genuinely pleased. It meant I could review Condemned 2 instead, a game I actually had some interest in. But there comes a time when we almost pay the piper and eat shit's waffles. I don't even know why I'm reviewing this game. Oh wait, yes I do, because you dipshits wouldn't stop crying about it. So I was able to defy the ghettoization of Australian gamers and acquire an import copy of the game thanks to the charity of some guys at
Game Traders Robina,
which you should probably visit because
Game Traders Robina
is your one-stop shop for games and the trading thereof. In Robina. Now, I am fully aware that SSBB is primarily a multiplayer game, and that I can't get away with my usual routine of only playing the single player and attempting weekly to rationalize my fear and disgust of other human beings, so this time I took this game, which was incidentally sent to me by
Game Traders Robina,
over to
My Friend Guy's House,
to try it out with a bunch of other man-children with no prior understanding or interest in Smash Brothers to see how it held up. And the result? A resounding eh. I've never liked most fighting games because I argue there's got to be something wrong with a game in which you can spend 15 years practicing and learning every slightest nuance and still lose to someone randomly smashing buttons. At our grouping, for example, since maybe just under one of us had been boring enough to read the manual, our deathmatches could probably have been faithfully recreated by hurling the controllers down a flight of stairs. But even if we had all gotten our PhDs in Wavebird bitch slapping, the fights descended easily into incomprehensible clusterfucks, the characters are so small and the camera zooms out so far, and most of the attacks are such particle effect maelstroms that they might as well just obscure all the action with billowing dust clouds like in the Beano. But maybe I'm approaching this the wrong wrong way. Maybe this isn't a game intended to be played seriously. Perhaps I should just be embracing the spectacle. And I must confess, engineering a scenario in which Mario can brutally beat the stupid out of Princess Peach while the crowd screams for blood is very satisfying, and it would be pretty sweet to watch Solid Snake get Sonic the Hedgehog into an armlock and slit his throat. Oh wait, we can't, can we? Because those characters aren't unlocked straight away. I hate it when multiplayer games do this. You bring a hot new unreleased title to a party and you're the toast of the evening until you discover that half the fucking content has to be unlocked in single player, and then the toast of the evening becomes a damp square of cold mush. I mean, I know video game developers are all hopeless social rejects, but surely they've gone to at least one party in their life, even if it involved Pass the Parcel. Get this, if you want to be playing as everyone's favourite Azure attention deficit woodland mammal, you have to play for 10 cunt-gargling hours. Well, we didn't have 10 vagina-swilling hours, Nintendo. We had one vodka-fueled evening, most of which we probably wouldn't even remember the following morning. Considering lest we forget how prominently Snake and Sonic featured in their fucking hype, there really needs to be a law against this sort of thing, preferably one of those maritime laws that lead to someone getting tied to a mast and flogged. But I suppose if you're hosting the party and have time to prepare, you could always embrace your pathetic friendlessness and go through the single-player campaign, which a surprising amount of work has gone into, actually. It's a side-scrolling action platform extravaganza with pre-rendered cinematics up the arse that play like visualizations of the top 10 most sickening Nintendo fanfiction circle jerks. And it goes on for bloody hours, mainly because they pull the old bullshit of making you go through all the levels twice, and considering that they're already pretty fucking samey, it deserves some kind of prize for services to pointless repetition. Fuck Solid Snake, they should let you unlock Bill Murray. Of course, the problem with playing it alone is that when you finally do get your mates around, suddenly you've turned into that guy. Don't pretend you don't know what I mean, that guy who's so much better than everyone else at the game because he plays it on his own, the loser. Suddenly you're not in it for fun anymore, and the goonish grins of your uncoordinated friends fill you with contempt. Soon you seek out other that guys for the sake of a decent challenge, and then you're lost. You're a fanboy. Congratulations, line up for your free t-shirt and cat ears. Actually, that doesn't happen so much with Smash Bros. Brawl, because as we've already established, there's only so good you can get at slapping your palm against a controller like a circus seal. As I've said time and again, Nintendo is a company that is altogether too much wanking off of its old franchises. That might be fine while the Wii is riding high, but all it'll take is a few more virtual boys and they'll whack the whole company away. Some of it gets really obscure, too. Who the fuck is Marth, and why is unlocking him considered a reward? Oh, and thanks Nintendo for putting in a character from Mother 3, a game you're never going to fucking release outside Japan, despite the fact that I can fucking guarantee that more people would play it than Mario Kart 11 billion the next generation. But really, reviewing Smash Bros. Brawl is pointless. Chances are you already know if you like it. There's a simple test. When the name Nintendo Wii was first revealed, did you ever seriously try to defend it on an internet forum? If yes, you will enjoy this game whatever its faults, and you might as well start spamming my email address with hatred right now, you miserable fanboy twat.
So, that was Yahtzee.
Cool. Makes me want to play and start the game here.
Super Smash Bros.
Oh, yeah. That makes me want to play Super Smash Bros.
I'm going to have to rewind.
That was a really good, bad review.
He is mad at someone.
Yeah.
It's very upsetting.
So he didn't like it?
No, I liked it. That was great.
Did he like Super Smash Bros.?
No, he didn't like it.
Yeah, well, that's smart.
So let's check out some advice.
Advice.
Yes, advice.
The advice column.
I weigh 180, and I know I'm overweight. I am about 5'5", and my boobs are size 38D. They lost weight by watching what they eat. But they are not really eating anything. Just little meals a day. So what would help me? And what else could I do to lose lots of weight before summer? Cut off her boobs.
Well, your boob. Let's start with the fact that her boobs are eating things.
Hey.
You know what? There's a phrase we use in a certain social circle I go to. It's called, you're doing it wrong.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Huh. You know, that's a she, right?
Well, I would assume so.
I have some advice. See, I'm 5'4". I'm over 180, and I've got man boobs every now and then.
Do they eat things?
No, it's because I'm small, and for my size, I'm overweight. And,
right.
You know, I talk about...
Like this person.
Not that small. Other small. Height-wise. So, I would think what she should do, because that weight is not going anywhere, regardless of what she takes, what exercise she goes on.
How much her boobs eat.
She needs to focus on her boobage. That's it.
She can be lots of sex. Sex is a great workout. Just have lots and lots and lots of sex.
Have him feed your boobs while you're having sex.
That's a good idea.
Get stuff food in your boobs.
Just find out who they is, and then just focus on that, because you're not going to be able to take it off. You're not. It's just, that's the way. You're 5'5".
Right.
Fuck it. Be happy with what you got. Be happy where you're at.
Fuck it.
I felt like
okay.
I did something there.
Does anyone know the number for the Psycho Ward? Please don't ask questions. I'd be much obliged.
So does anyone know the phone number for the Psycho Ward?
I think I've got it in my
You know, they didn't specify what city or state they're in.
Yeah. No, so we can't help them.
Well, here, let's see what Google says.
Maybe they live in Gotham City.
Ah, wow. Yeah, why didn't I think of that?
Phone number
let's
plus.
Let's see. The Psycho Ward, in quotes. And then phone number. Let's see. It's got to be one out here.
Just one.
Try Nut House.
No, they said the Psycho Ward.
Yeah.
Here, let's put contact us. Okay, let's
see. Nothing?
I'm just not finding a phone number. I guess the Psycho Ward doesn't have a phone number. Apparently.
They might not have phones.
You know, they probably have an unlisted phone number at the Psycho Ward.
Yeah, so, you know, it stopped certain people from calling.
That's right, psychos.
Yeah. Right, it's probably all voicemail. Probably automated. Bless you.
Excuse me.
I bet it's automated. I bet when you call the Psycho Ward, uh-huh. It's pretty fucking automated. If you're crazy, press 1. If you're delusional, press 2.
You've reached the Psycho Ward. Your call is very important to us. Please hold on. The line.
Crazy.
Your call may be monitored for quality assurance.
We promise someone will be with you in the next 30 minutes. Psycho.
Yeah. Press 1 for Spanish. Press 2 for odd voices coming from your head. Press 3 for the voices of the undead.
Anyway.
Okay.
Can you get pregnant from oral sex? I mean, if you swallow. Can a guy get pregnant if he eats out you pussy and gets one
of your
eggs inside him? I feel
God,
really stupid asking this girl at school. Keeps telling me these things. Huh?
So,
yes, you're stupid.
Can you get pregnant from oral sex if you swallow? I'm assuming that means if you swallow the semen. And can a guy get pregnant if he swallows one of your eggs?
Multiple partners.
You have to swallow semen too, though.
Multiple partners.
Yeah, so basically, yeah. If your boyfriend swallows one of your eggs and then swallows, I guess, his own semen?
I guess to the end base.
Some random guy's semen just happens to be there.
Yeah, then you get your, like, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, you get pregnant.
That. What was that?
Isn't that the plot? Isn't that how he got pregnant?
I think so.
He had a girl out that he ate some of Danny DeVito's semen and.
Was he in that?
No, I'm thinking of Twins. That's the plot of Twins.
That's the one where he eats out the...
Yeah.
And then
swallows.
And then gets pregnant.
Okay, I'm sorry.
He can get the girl at school's phone number posted in the bathroom with Psycho Ward on top.
That's right.
Like two,
and it
two questions right there.
All comes together.
Oh, I get it.
Comes. Yes, right. That's right. Yes.
You got it. Yeah. You still got it, man.
Yeah.
And that's it for that.
All right.
So, you got any news related to semen and pregnancy?
Any monkey story?
Let's check out the monkeys.
You want to do monkey news?
Zombie, pirate, ninja, robot, monkey news! Film at 11.
What's the big news on piracy fronts? Grand Theft Auto is leaked.
Yeah, cool. Is it in Paris? Where is it?
That the piratebay.org.
Pirate
Bay. Yeah, they even changed their front page up and everything. Just so announced the momentous occasion.
Wow.
That you can download both the NTSC version and the PAL version, NTSC rather, of Grand Theft Auto 4 for 360.
Wow.
Now, of course, if you do that, don't forget to log off of your Xbox Live account. Because it will get banned.
Wow.
Immediately. Yeah, they don't mess around with that.
Yeah. That's going to be a hot game, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Are you going to get
it? Shit, I'm still on PS2. I don't know. That'd be
awesome. Thanks.
I'm not too good at Grand Theft Auto. I like punching people and taking their cars.
That's a good
You like that in real life, though.
Yeah.
Especially
nuts. Wham!
So do we want to hear about robots or monkeys next?
Do the robots.
Oh, okay, like robots. Okay. A humanoid robot will conduct the Detroit Symphony Orchestra next month, mixing two different cultures, technology and music.
and it's going to be the Honda Asimo robot who's going to conduct the symphony there in Detroit, because there's nobody actually lives in Detroit anymore. Anyway, there's no humans.
So it's all just this is going to be the
robot.
Phase one. It's phase one right now.
This is going to be the robot uprising. This is where it's going to start. They're going to be conducted.
No orchestral symphony is safe.
None.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
They're going to be doing, Asimo is going to be conducting Impossible Dream from the musical Man of La Mancha.
You know what really is crazy to me? That robot thing that is the vacuum cleaner. It just goes all over the place.
What is that thing called?
I don't know. I saw it on TV.
Rombo.
It's got sensors on it. It's a little circle and it just goes crazy.
It's called M209. It can't go upstairs for some reason.
Bastards.
Like Daleks.
Phase one, man. It's phase one.
That's right.
Phase two, we'll go upstairs.
Exterminate.
And destroy all humans.
Right. Right. Anyways, now what's up with monkeys?
Campfire Lake Protocol number one.
This is in Lakeland, Florida. Did you hear about this? A pack of 15 patas primates procured from the Puerto Rican...
Hothead primates. Okay.
From Puerto Rico escaped from their little enclosure because they thought they couldn't swim, but it turns out they could. So all of them escaped.
Wow.
And they're really hard to catch. So there's 15 of these things running around in Lakeland, Florida.
They're going to breed.
And now comes the outdated joke. You ready? And they all snuck in and hid as Miami-Dade commissioners, so we'll never find them. Shut up.
Huh. So, that's. Oh, I do have one more monkey news here, actually.
Okay.
And it involves somebody famous, I think.
Hillary Clinton.
hot couple Ashley Simpson and Pete Wentz.
Our monkeys
were the victims of monkey thieves who stole all their designer gear during a recent Costa Rican retreat.
Where
the other monkies are from too.
Monkey thieves?
They're thieves that are monkeys.
They just run around grabbing random objects.
Like a black market, like monkey.
Take it back to the lair.
They were staying at the hotel in Latin American paradise when things started going missing from their room. Simpson explains, "We go to sleep and when we wake up, the maid wasn't even there, but our sunglasses, my Sony, my favorite wire shield hat, all this stuff was gone. We were like, where is everything?" And the hotel was like, they said the monkeys like shiny things.
Nice.
So, that's
Are you making this up?
No, you can't make shit up.
Yeah, she's famous, I think.
I think those monkeys are trained.
I think she's famous for not being famous, actually.
I know.
I think
Ashley
she's famous
Simpson?
For being the sister of somebody famous.
No.
Yeah, Jessica Simpson.
Yeah,
she's Hannah Montana.
Well, she's also, going back to Saturday Night Live that you haven't watched since you got out of high school.
Right.
She actually went and performed where it's supposed to be live, and it was
the lip sync.
Lip sync.
Yeah.
So that's what made her famous.
She's not a real singer.
It's unfortunate it made her famous.
Do you have any mummy news?
She is also a mummy.
Dude,
I don't do mummy news.
Mummies are going to kill you for saying that. I have a song for a mummy. Let's check out.
I did see an interesting Discovery Channel thing about mummies.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Let's check out
DNA testing.
This is
awesome.
Mummy Guts, a.k.a. Snoop Tobby Todd.
Snoop Tobby Todd, what?
And I produced the track, so cool. Check it out.
Something has held the tip of my tongue too long. All I say is too far and gone. Even past the dawn. I've held these broken remains far too long to a mediocre tune. All that's left is etched in broken stones, broken word verses and tones. Kiss these falling stars as the sky collapses, encasing this in darkness.
Thank you.
transparency that levitates over my soul, from the small hairline fractures to the cracks that hit my heart. Everyone can see that I'm broken. Your lips touch mine, they make my harp-like heart produce a melody. I love you. The melody rang out so long, almost like an internal song. The harp was broken and needed to be soothed and toned. It was tuned and broken once more, left broken on the floor. And now you fix my harp and tune it as well. You want to play two harps and one another's. I'll take the gift of my melody back. You don't deserve it. I love you and I hate you. Snake, Our Lady of Hypocrisy. She disguises her venom with a soft, luring voice, striking in the shadows, injecting her venom. Our Lady of Hypocrisy. Hold those talon-covered fingers close and whisper a prayer for your piety. He stared at the point it seems the sky was going to fade away. Images replayed in his mind like an endless movie reel. Everything seems so intangible in this place, he said, breaking his solitude in somber reverence. His eyes darted, seemed scanning silently, pulling at the side of headstones, lining the way like paths through the woods. Why must I venture on? He pondered. The fruit abundant as the headstones, animals pranced around. This will last forever. I don't need to change. Forgetting the necessities, water, shelter, he sat oblivious to his own splendor as the fruits wither and the grass dies.
That was me and Mummy Guts, a.k.a. Snoop Toddy Todd.
Mummy Guts. I like it. It's really crazy.
Mr. Pierce has some trivia for us.
Trivial trivia. New Day versus EBA.
Sure. Let's do that.
Oh, boy.
What kind of trivia is this?
This is trivia we will both suck at.
Trivial!
Now,
actually, it's all about Rick Astley. It's Rick Astley trivia.
Rick Astley never gonna give you up.
Never gonna say goodbye. Never gonna tell you. Never gonna. Kind of pen too. I'm ready. All right, come on. Now you do have a chance to redeem yourself, and I'm stealing this from Stephen Fry, of course. But if you do have anything interesting to add to the question, I will give you a point or two. So feel free to interject at any time. And each question will have bonus questions as follow-up. So are we ready, sirs?
Sure.
Okay. Yes, sir.
And, of course, whoever knows the answer first, just go ahead and shout it out. All right.
No. Just testing.
What is the name of the membrane-enclosed organelles found in the cells of most plants and animals, and that likely evolved from ancient bacteria engulfed by the ancestors of our cells, and contain a wholly different set of DNA found from the host cell's nucleus?
Celluloids.
Close.
Herculoids.
No. Very close. It's the mitochondria.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Mitochondria. In fact, that's what I said. And I think if you rewind back, you'll hear that I clearly said
I personally am dyslexic.
Mitochondria.
And it's a bonus question for 1 point. Using the mitochondrial DNA taken from Prince Philip,
Mammal,
the Queen's husband, It led to the positive identification of 9 bodies belonging to what disposed royal family?
Jack the Ripper?
Close.
Yeah, man. I don't know.
Jack the Ripper's uncle?
Yes, Amber's right. You get 1 point, Amber.
Wow.
The Romanovs. of Tsar Nicholas when they were all killed by the Bolsheviks. Very close, very close.
Very nice.
Did you say Bolshevik?
The Bolsheviks.
That is so Bolshevik, I swear to God.
That's total Bolshevik.
No, you're total Bolshevik.
You do, I think. Yeah, and nobody had anything interesting to say, so you don't get any points for that either.
I said manimal. That's interesting.
Manimal. You get a negative one for that one.
Oh, fuck you.
All right, next question for 3 points. Which southern African country is currently experiencing a currency failure resulting from its government's attempt to print $21 trillion of its dollars to buy foreign currency to pay off IMF loans, resulting in an inflation rate over the past month, 6 months as high as 400,000%?
Uganda.
Nigeria?
Huh?
Uganda.
No. Nigeria, no.
Zimbabwe?
Zimbabwe, you're right.
Wow. I honestly do not read things.
But you live with him.
You live with him.
He mumbles in his sleep. It's unfair.
How do you know that?
Wake me up the morning. He turns off BBC World.
You're good.
So, yeah, they.
I listen to the news when I wake up.
They always morning. Talk about this kind of stuff on BBC.
Oh, shit.
Yes.
Not the important stuff, like, you know, Hillary versus Obama for 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and in fact, they printed a $10 million note in January, and that was worth $4 then. And in April, they rolled out the $50 million note, and in April, that was worth about $1.20.
Damn,
so you can see that. Yes, so.
They're better off going with the peso system.
As a follow-up, let's turn to the American dollar. Today, it costs $1.56 to buy a euro. How much did it cost when the first Shapeless Mask podcast debuted? Whoever comes closest gets a point.
97 cents.
Close.
How much was the dollar?
How many dollars?
The exchange rate.
How many dollars did it cost to buy a euro?
$2.
No, it was actually closer. It was $1.28. So it's
really?
It's gone up by about 30 cents in the past 2 years.
So he named
BBA gets a point.
He never zeroed.
He didn't really get a negative one. That was just a bad joke.
It wasn't that bad.
Yeah.
What's the bonus of that? Because I'm
that was the bonus.
Fuck.
And if you think anything interesting to say about the subject, I'll give you another point. But we're on to the next question now. That was for the main question that nobody got.
Okay.
Yes. Okay, next question. For 2 points, which of the following actors was not born in Sweden? Ingrid Bergman, Tippi Hedren, Greta Garbo, Dolph Lundgren, or Peter Stormare?
Dolph Lundgren.
You say Dolph Lundgren, and he says, and you say Greta Garbo.
Greta Garbo.
The correct answer is Tippi Hedren. And as a bonus question, let's continue down the Tippi Hedren road. Tippi Hedren is quite well known for her role in The Birds, but what other Hitchcock film did she star in opposite Sean Connery?
The Highlander. There can be only one. I win.
Ben-Hur?
Huh?
You're a hero!
Marnie? Yes.
I've never even heard of that fucking movie.
I never even heard of
it. It was the movie he made after The Birds. Yes. And shortly thereafter, she decided she didn't want to do any more films with... No, she's still alive. In fact, she was that old lady in the 4400. Remember that old lady?
Remember that old lady?
Yeah.
You remember that one?
No.
The one who walks through the park mumbling to herself and has a dress covered in
No,
red
no,
crumbs
no, no.
And...
She had a weird superpower that was kind of nice and touchy-feely. I can't remember what it was. So.
Like she could turn anything into oatmeal.
Something to do with her dreams.
Oh, and that's all she could eat.
Yeah. The thing is, she couldn't control all the time, so sometimes...
Like depends.
Her clothes would turn into oatmeal, and then sometimes she'd
so who's
try and turn something into oatmeal, it would turn into oatmeal.
Right.
That's really interesting, EB. I'll give you a point for that.
That's perfect.
So
I win.
Who's in the lead? My lovely wife.
I'm actually losing. I love it.
All right.
Which is weird because neither one of us got the damn question right.
Okay.
He got a point for making up an awesome story. It was great.
You totally heard it. You'll hear it when we actually hear the podcast.
For 3 points. As you know, the English Channel separates France and England.
No, I don't. But yes, that's true. Yes.
But there is a place where France directly borders the United Kingdom. Where is it?
To the left.
To the left. To the right. To the right.
Wait.
To the front. To the front. To the
Down and to the left. Down.
Like, where specifically in the world is this border?
Is it down like the world?
The huh? Yeah, the world. On this, it's on this planet.
By Belgium?
Yes, it is kind of close to Belgium.
Is it?
Yeah. Well, with France being directly bordering Belgium and England being slightly across the bay from Belgium.
I'm going to say Brussels.
No.
Naples.
The border crossing is actually in the Channel Tunnel. And for a bonus question, what is the border marked in?
Euros.
Some drunken guy's urine.
As a matter of fact, they went ahead and used stainless steel for some weird reason.
They should.
Yeah.
Makes sense
yes.
to me.
Yes.
That'll keep the French people out.
We got. Don't we have the French to thank for the Statue of Liberty?
Yes.
Is
yes.
it she made out
that's
of steel?
Why, that's why it turned all green.
And
yeah.
Mount Rushmore and, you know.
And Libertyville.
Texas.
Fucking Texas.
And we're on to our last question, and this is worth a whopping 5.
Oh, boy.
Wait, don't I get a fucking point for knowing that France and the Statue of fucking Liberty and the steel...
That
he
you
did
know,
know what, that, he come didn't on, know that what was, country bordered France.
Give me some of
that. That's true. You know, all that.
Give
I'll
me one.
I'll give you 2, actually.
Thank you.
I'll give you 2.
So
I just
tied.
Want to get on the board.
Wow, you're tied. What? And it's on the
Can
last
I spin
question.
Spin the wheel. Can I solve the problem?
Well, whoever gets this one gets 5 points.
I like it. I
and
like
it's
it.
Going to be a.
Oh, you're down. You're going down.
It's a classical hip hop artist, right?
Please.
Maybe. If whoever names 5 celebrities who participate in the recording of. The 1985 hit charity single We Are the World, without mentioning anyone with the name of Jackson, will get 5 points. So you added in 5 people.
Wait. God. Oh, God. Oh,
anything.
Stevie Wonder.
Okay. Yeah.
That's Lionel Richie.
Son of a bitch. Shut up.
Lionel Richie, yeah.
Cyndi Lauper.
Billy Idol. Lopper.
George Michael.
Whoa.
Billy Idol.
I think Billy Idol. Yeah. No.
Or not Billy Idol. No. Not Billy Idol. What's his name? He did a, I Love You Just the Way You Are.
What did you say?
I said Lionel Richie.
Yeah, Lionel Richie.
George Michael.
Name? Oh, God. What is his fucking name? The guy who did...
Cyndi Lauper.
No, it's not Cyndi Lauper.
George Michael was not in.
Are you kidding?
For real.
What was his name?
Yeah,
who did...
Bruce Springsteen.
Bruce Springsteen.
Sly Moonfry, which was Punky
yes.
Brewster there?
Yeah, Punky Brewster was not in no. We Are the World.
Oh, how about... Paul McCartney?
No.
George Michael? Amber Farting?
No, George Michael.
How about Amber Farting? Did Amber Fart on it?
The guy that was with
right.
played with Dolly
That's
Parton.
Why you lean forward.
Huh?
The guy who played with, wait.
What is his?
What's the guy that smokes the weed? The country singer?
Nelson.
Willie Nelson. You know Willie was in that.
No,
you
that
know that.
Farm Aid. He was in Farm Aid.
Oh, he was a
no,
Farm Aid.
No, Willie Nelson was in it. Yes.
Oh. You
got one I got more one more to go.
Yeah, you're doing pretty
and
good.
I'm stuck on who did
can I say
man.
Can I say piano? Stevie Wonder?
Billy Joel.
Yes, Billy Joel. There you go.
2.
Well, okay. There you go. I'm saying Billy Joel also.
You can't say one I said.
Oh, did you? Who said Stevie Wonder?
I did.
He did.
Okay.
I have one more to go.
You actually both have 3 then.
No, you said.
He's got 4. I've got 2.
You said Cyndi Lauper. That's right. Okay. You got 3.
Bob
Madonna.
Geldof.
Madonna.
Bob Geldof saying in that.
Who said Madonna?
Bob Geldof.
Geldof.
And
Madonna?
I said Madonna.
I didn't hear him say Madonna.
You can rewind it.
Madonna wasn't in it. But Bob Geldof was.
Yeah.
I don't know who that is.
That's the guy who actually promoted. Did the
who's
first.
Who's the other Beatle? The one who.
Ringo?
Not Ringo. The
John
other,
Lennon.
George,
he wasn't
George,
in it.
George
Harrison,
Hamilton?
George
Harrison?
Harrison?
No Beatles.
None at all.
No.
Michael Jackson?
You fail.
Diana Ross. Diana Ross.
I think you're up to 6.
Son of a bitch.
So he wins.
You get 5 points. But there's a bonus question. Oh, there's actually 2 bonus questions. For what drought-stricken African nation was this project recorded for?
Nigeria.
No.
Uganda.
No.
I'm sticking with Uganda.
Ethiopia.
Of course it was.
And for the last bonus point, this song has been parodied many times by the likes of The Simpsons, Married with Children, Saturday Night Live, but what Topeka, Kansas church famous for their hate-filled rants on websites like GodHatesFags.com recorded a parody entitled
Westboro
God Hates
Baptist,
the World.
Baptist Church.
Yes. Good job, EVA. You get it.
Wow.
How many points did EVA get for that?
One.
One? Okay.
Yay. Yes.
So you lose by 4 points.
I'd still rather lose by 4 points than lose by 6 points.
Sorry.
Nice. I like that one. That was cool. Brought back lots of memories. Yeah, I do. I miss, yeah, because it's going to bring back even more memories.
Be like,
Huey Lewis!
Yeah.
Dude, of course! Steve Perry!
And the news!
And yeah. John...
No, dude,
I,
what?
I don't think the news was there.
And what's really bad was Daryl Hall was not there, but John Oates was. I was very upset about that.
How about Rick Astley? Was he in it?
I think he was. You know what?
Why did we say Rick Astley?
Dan Aykroyd was in it. He did a good job.
Dan Aykroyd was in that too.
I've always longed for the singing talents of Dan.
Bob Dylan was in it. How crazy is that? That comes a time.
Well, let's skip that.
Yeah,
Dave's got to go anyway.
When the world must come together as one.
Is that We Are the World?
There are people dying, so it's time to let it
go. Can you bridge that with that song?
Can you have my book, please?
Hi, Paul.
Oh, there it is.
Welcome to the 50th podcast.
Are you working?
Okay, we wish you were here for the 50th podcast. It's not the same without you.
What kind of tattoo are you working on?
Nice try there. Sir Mildred Pierce wants to know, what kind of tattoo are you working on right now?
Nice.
A permanent one.
Oh, good.
Yes, yes. I'd be curious to find out how much you charge for those non-permanent tattoos.
The ones in Kroger.
Okay. Any other...
You're a terrible interviewer.
She's doing good.
I'm just playing.
Can you ask him how many GIs are in there right now? Random count.
How many drunk people?
Thunderworks wants to know how many drunk people are in the tattoo parlor.
Well,
right now.
I need a GI count.
How many GIs? Yeah, but the night is young. Give a shout out to the 50th podcast since you're more fortunate to be here in attendance with us. From the world. Yes, we are the world. We are the children.
Good closing. Good closing.
Way to bring it back around.
Way to... Around the world. Around the world.
We're going to let you go and get back there.
How about that?
Bye, Paul.
That was amazing.
Around the world.
I think that makes me want to hear something by the Roots.
I think I did a good job.
Good job.
I think you did good.
Yes. Yes.
The new Roots is out too.
Yeah,
that's right.
Well, let's listen to Don't Say Nothing by the Roots.
Don't Say Nothing. Don't just give it here. Love that song.
Yeah. That almighty amazing ill, highly contagious, kamikaze sound splash like a shot from a gauge until your body sound clash. Head of the class, magna cum laude beats, bring the beat, stop me, flagrant, foul, rowdy, read pipe, a deep type. Disposition, keep them flipping, keep them playing their position, keep making the people listen what I spent. Put them out on the limb, got tears, got blood, got sweat, leaking out of the pen. Your fake niggas not setting the trend, we never listen to them. It's like trying to take a piss in the wind. My home team doing visitors in, yo, don't test them, they all standing close to the edge, so don't stress them. Now who the type built the laugh? It's no question the master, villain in black. With no steps in my sound, hitting you hard from every direction. Your head and your shoulder, area your midsection.
Yeah, when the snare on down with the nine on one, with the net to the rhyme, with King Khan, he can clown, man. Give it here, and don't say nothing, just give it here. And don't say nothing, when the team on the check, with the blunt, on the back, hit the man, on the thing, cut the check. Give it here, give it here.
Don't say nothing, say nothing. Give it here and don't say nothing.
Philadelphia, home of the original gun clappers. Out on the wrong corner, your shit'll get spun backwards. You got the forewarning of rules. Enter at risk of your own nana. Keep a gat under the mattress. Shorty's running reckless from Philly to Texas. Surprising what niggas willing to do to get a necklace. Some emotions felt better left unexpressed at times. Niggas crime record longer than a guest list. Yes, I'd have seen things you wouldn't believe. Seen people reach levels thought they never achieve. Silhouettes waiting in the wings, ready to thieve. Thirsty shites who need at least a buck to breathe. Come on, stick up kids, they be out the tax. Most times they be sticking you without the gas. I still be on the grind when it all collapse. And if it's mine, words bond, I'ma take it right back, nigga.
Saying, home down with the nine, one, with the niggas, the grind, with King Khan, nigga, clown, man. Give it here, and don't say nothing, just give it here. Don't say nothing, say nothing. Don't check with the blunt, don't black, pin the man, home, let the thing, cut the check. Give it here. Don't say nothing. Give it here. And don't say
nothing. It ain't nothing like the rush I get in front of the band. On stage with the planet in the palm of my hand. When a brother transformed from anonymous man to the force. Crush whoever might have thought I was playing. I'm a flame, some sinister shit. The cold twist is slang thicker than big boy baby mom sister pain. Beyond measure, relaxed under pressure. You see the masterpiece, but to me it's unperfected. Give it here, get for records. I'm off the handle. Cut the check and yo, it better be as heavy as anvils. Next joint coming. All bets canceled, nigga. Black ink, Grand Wizard G Financial. We finna had a whole industry at a standstill. See me put the system on lock like Campbell. So get with them endorsements and call reinforcements. Cause my click coming for a sizable portion.
When the fan home down with the nine, with the net, the grind, with King Khan, nigga, clown, man. Give it here and don't say nothing. Just give it here. Don't say nothing. When the team room check with the blunt, don't black, pin the plan, let the thing, cut the check. Give it here. Don't say nothing, say nothing. Give it here and don't say nothing. Come on, come on.
decided.
Yeah, we listened to, what was the first song, Dave?
Give It Here. Don't say nothing, just give it here. I love the Roots. Love them. I've been loving them.
Yeah, the Roots. And then we heard...
that's that movie with OJ, right?
73. The song's called Beaten by Thursday, I think.
Beaten by Thursday, yeah.
I just moved it. Let me see.
Those guys are amazing, too. They really
are.
It's
just one guy.
I thought it was like three people.
No. Refuse 73 is just one guy.
No way. Does he have dreads?
I don't... I've never seen a photo of him.
Well, then.
Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. I've never actually looked at, like...
No, you are. You're wrong.
The song's called Beatin' Thursdays. I'm sorry. I was close.
I'm going to beat shit out of it.
So, I was talking with Mr. Pierce about some of the worst rap videos ever made. And I thought we'd check them out.
Okay.
I know we've been playing new music. I'm not going to play all the music, but we're just going to kind of, you know, synopsis these videos. So, we're going to start with one of my personal favorites. Okay. Great song, but I'm Bad by LL Cool J.
No rapper can rap quite like I can.
Yeah.
That is one of the worst videos ever.
Yeah. And she's putting up the no drugs.
Oh, when
flyers.
She's in the back. No, when she's in the back of that tech car. Oh, yeah.
But she gets kidnapped. Oh, it's horrible. He's running. He's got the Kangol and the chain. He's going crazy.
Cop's not in sync.
She's gone. Yeah. And here he is. He's in the warehouse for some reason.
I know. Rapper can rap quite like I can. I take a muscle bound man and put his face in the sand.
One thing I like about him during this period in his career is he is so big, he has to have two DJs.
No, dude, he. Back then, LL was the shit.
He was really, the man. I mean, you could buy an LL album and you were getting something good all the way through. And then he's got the guy right behind him whose job is just to nod.
Yeah. Definitely.
And I don't know how they kept on because he's constantly moving around through the whole video. And I love how in the middle of the video, off comes the jacket so he can flex his muscles. You know?
Oh, you got to. You got to. Nice.
Here goes. Here goes the jacket.
I'm being sincere.
Has like a shark's fin. One of the lamest lyrics he ever wrote.
Yeah. Well, you know, he used that in another song.
That one and Forget Kelly. Eat Cool J Cookies.
Yeah. It's in this one right here.
Who's that? Just some girl
just some random...
wandered onto the set, you know?
She won a contest at a local radio station.
I'll eat you like a jelly bean.
I'm Bad.
Yeah, and he picks up like he's got a jelly bean on the floor.
Yeah.
And here comes his awesome crew, boy. These guys would get their asses kicked nowadays. This is the best part of the video, though.
It's like a really bad.
Just for this part right here.
Oh, you'll never get away with this because LL is bad.
LL is bad.
Oh shit! But then there is one other scene that I had noticed the first time. You know that how bad it was, but this is bad. Really,
yeah.
Really bad, actually.
Watch, it's bad.
Watch for the guys breaking in. Okay, here's the guy on the roof.
Got
he
him.
Chokes the one guy.
Got him.
How they take? Here you go. Yeah.
Right.
He jumps off
That's
the
a roll
roof.
Trip.
Grabs him with his legs.
Elbow to the neck.
Yep.
Yeah.
So LL
Insane.
Cool J. He is LL Cool J is truly bad.
Yeah. But he was at his best.
Bad.
He was at his best.
Then we have one of the worst like songs ever made, period, too, with the worst video. This is MC Light. The song's Cappuccino. Now, it's got a very subtle message to it.
Why, oh, why?
Where she's basically comparing cappuccino to drugs. And her message, which is very subtle, is leave them drugs alone. So
true, true.
It's got a really low budget for this video, too.
But she had that hairstyle that everybody wanted.
Yep. Makes her head look like a penis.
Yeah, I guess that's, you're right.
Call
you gotta have,
when it goes down light.
You gotta have shots of Brooklyn in there.
Yeah.
Back in those days, that was it.
Why did they have the Ladies and Gentlemen this time sample in there?
It's almost star time.
It's cappuccino time, yeah.
It was a cafe on the west side, Midtown. Said they had the best cappuccino.
If you listen, it sounds almost like Eric B. Rakim's Paid in Full. Do 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 do.
So she goes to buy a coffee and she gets ends up kidnapped by a bunch of drug dealers. And that happens at Starbucks all the time.
It was crazy. I used to rap with her cousin. She had a cousin named Keenan. I don't know whatever happened to him. Huh? No. He used to live in Augusta and then he moved. This was years ago.
This one guy died fighting over his girl. Another died driving while intoxicated. Why do people make living so complicated? But then I saw a girl. Her name was Mary. Introduced
to her boyfriend Harry. Light lost it a long time ago.
Now, she had some good music. This is the same album as Cha Cha Cha, which is a damn good song with a damn good video. But this.
What'd you think of Georgie Porgy then?
Georgie Porgy was a good song, yeah. And that was after this one. And then she had Roughneck, too.
Oh, with a Roughneck. I forgot about that.
I need a Roughneck.
Oh my god! It actually happened. It wasn't a dream. There was cappuccino on her shirt.
Yeah, I don't really. I never really paid attention to this video.
Her DJ is there in the cappuccino place, like trying to tempt her to have cappuccino. Here he is.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Star Time.
Come on, don't you want some cappuccino?
Look at that.
He actually motions like, oh, no, he disappeared.
He wasn't even there.
Yeah. Here comes the soul message.
Leave the drugs alone.
But Lord. You can't talk about bad rap videos without having the mother of all bad rap videos, which was, of course, MC Hammer's Pumps on a Bump.
Oh my gosh, where are you digging this up at? Is that Hammer Pants? Hammer Pants.
No, he's not wearing. I wish he was wearing Hammer Pants in this video.
He's wearing Hammer Underpants.
This is when he changed. This is when he changed his name from MC Hammer to Hammer.
Yeah, he was just Hammer, but it was pronounced Hammer.
Hammer. And he had the hoodie going on, little thugged out West Coast look.
Yep. So he's there with his. What do you do with an electronic waterfall exactly? I mean, like, what's
turn it on and off when you want it. I don't know.
So at what point
that's where all his money went.
Someone on the set had to be like, "Hey, Mr. Hammer guy, you got a
hammer shell?
Yeah, we can see your hammer and your nuts.
You don't use a hammer on nuts, this dude. Oh my gosh!
Why is he wearing gloves anyway? He's clearly not cold.
Oh no, this has got to be by far the worst video ever.
Now, this really was filmed on location at his mansion.
Yeah, everyone got paid.
But,
you know, all his money went.
Still, I mean, where else money? Is that Weird Al? Oh my god.
Oh my goodness.
I can't think of too many people's penis that I would not want to see more than MC Hammer's.
Right. I don't think
I've never really made a list before, but no. I imagine if I would, his is pretty high on the top of the list. And you know, I mean, I imagine it. Was that Prodigy from Mobb Deep?
I don't know.
Whoever this guy is, can you imagine you're trying to be all hard gangster next to a dude who's standing there with a visible erection?
Yeah. I think that's a thong he's got on. They'll never see his backside.
Wow. For some reason, this video got banned.
Let me guess. It wasn't the dog tags.
No, it wasn't the dog tags.
It wasn't the gloves.
It was the sunglasses.
The whole damn song should be banned.
Right.
Dude,
I
made
mean, just
money.
Imagine you're sitting there playing dominoes and he walks up to you. It's like,
dominoes.
So what's up here? Oh, damn, Hammer, damn. Damn, put the hammer away.
Damn.
Seriously.
I mean, it's cool that he's surrounded by all these hot chicks. I can kind of sort of understand why, you know, but... Yeah, she does.
This is sad. It's really making me upset. You You hit the nail on the head on that one.
There's always, you know, I like UMCs.
Yeah,
I've always liked UMCs. I always thought they "One to Grow On" is a great song, but for some reason, "Blue Cheese," which in and of itself isn't a bad song, but the video is just awful. It's got some of the worst special effects. I mean, this is like video footage that was rejected from the "Pump Up the Volume" video right here. And they look so like, welcome to our children's playhouse. We're rappers.
They look like in living color.
No, they look like people who would. Pee
Wee's Playhouse.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
It's like the hip hop version of Pee Wee's Playhouse, except not cool. But see, what bugs me about it isn't that. It's when the stupid ass puppet shows up.
Oh, dude. I've never seen this video. I know why. But
oh, they showed it all the time on Rap City back in the day. All $15 worth of budget went into that puppet.
Probably. I don't love you no more. Dude, I haven't seen this in so long. I haven't heard this song in so long, man.
Like, I like this little breakdown right here. They look so stupid. Plus, they're dressed alike. People used to do that.
Yeah.
Rappers used to dress like everyone in your group would dress the same.
Oh, yeah. Got
which
to.
Which now would make you look gay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But see, it's so weird because their other video was actually, like, really hardcore.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, serious and to be continued. Thank God it was not continued.
We'll never know, will we?
So yeah, Blue Cheese by the UMCs.
Crazy. Yeah.
That makes me want to listen to another song. But
awesome.
Not one of those. What do you say we listen to a new Lyrics Born?
That Hot to Death
hey,
is good. Yeah.
She hissing?
Wait.
Yeah, she's now hissing.
No, seven.
I've been sitting here holding her and petting her the whole song.
I'm hot to death. Who's really with me? Going city to city, doing it real wicked. Ain't a thing offended. Baby girl ain't ready. I'm so exquisite, so clean, so sharp. Chop like a machete. Wanna taste the remedy? Give me I'm a ready. It's a 5150, y'all know already. Get quunk, go dumb, go stupid, go silly. Cause life's too short, baby. I ain't tripping. All my fellas with me. Need to get on your grizzly. Too many winners in the building. I done put your bid. All the women in the vicinity looking so pretty. Make it really difficult for me to stay committed. I'm hot to death. I'm hot to death, 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 I'm hot to death. The syllable killer slash verbal gorilla. Thinking ain't nobody iller than the one in the mirror. Tuna coming to quit and I'm running my script. Like if a maid ship him an anonymous tip. Marijuana we twist, then a bundle get lit. Make a bundle from the words that we mumble and spit. While the party people move to the sure shot groove. Ain't got shit to prove cause we coming legit. Men, women and children, man fit in the building. More than a civilian, shit I'm one in a million. Killing them until you notice that I'm not the rest. Making heat that'll stop your breath, watch your step. I'm hot to death, I'm hot to death, I'm hot to death, I'm hot to death. So ready, riding high like a hippie in the coupe and Philly. Who wanna get with me? Y'all thinking y'all ready? Y'all ain't saying nothing and your sound is tinny. Really stop being silly, y'all being so petty. Quit crying like a baby, get up off the titty. Light it up like Teddy, cause I'm all like Eddie. Tear it up, tear it down, shred it like confetti. Then I'm jetty like a Chevy on fresh Pirellis. I'm talking Betty, Betty, Beachy, baby, rest is history. I'm hot to death, 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 I'm hot to death. Get down, get on the floor. Come on, ain't that what y'all came here for? Get off the wall, on the count of four. Come on, un, deux, trois. One step, two step out tonight. Like TNT, we dynamite. Get off the wall, on the count of four. Come on, un, deux, trois.
like that song?
I appreciate not having to listen to the rest of that song. Thank you.
I kind of like that. That was lyrics warm with Charlie Tuna and somebody else.
Good,
I didn't say.
Good for them.
Okay.
They're good.
I like cool. Lyrics warm.
This bad Bama Jammers.
No. Oh, it does have them. It's Joe. I guess whoever Joe is.
Now you make me want to pop in that L.
Oh,
DJ.
It's Hoyo Velarde.
Ay, Velarde.
Right.
Vallartas.
So you've been listening to podcast number 50.
Woohoo!
Big 5-0.
The Big 5-0 coming to a internet site near you.
Yep.
The internet.
Let's give some shout-outs. And I really would like to give shout-outs to Kristen and Chuck, Snoop Toddy Todd, Corey and Marshall,
Paul,
of course.
Everybody else has ever been on the podcast.
Well, yeah. Tammy and John.
Yeah. Jeff and Mickey.
Man and Todd. Or was it? Who came with Man? I don't remember. Saint Talah and, jeez. We've had a lot of people on the show.
You have, actually. Your mom.
My mom has not been on this show. Brackular, of course. Brackular.
Yes.
And Paul, the other Paul, Brackular's brother, Paul.
He wasn't really on.
Paul Yeller. No, he was on when we went to Atlanta, remember?
Sort of.
Stephanie,
yeah.
Yeah.
Face Off.
Yeah. Nick, Derek, Carlos, Webster. Yeah. Not I know we're forgetting a bunch of people, and I'm sorry. If you've been on the show, we really appreciate having y'all, so thanks to y'all. Shout out to everybody who's been on the show. Shout out to everybody who listens to the show. Please keep up. I know we're not updating as much. I'm about to do a whole bunch, and now that we got the 50th out of the way, I'm about to upload a whole bunch of old material and some mixes and stuff like that. So we'll have some more updates coming up.
Well,
and,
cool.
Yeah, so keep checking
out. Shout out to me.
Shout out to Mr. Pierce.
Nice.
Shout out to Dalen.
Yeah, that little fella.
Shout out to Dave's Wiz-Ife.
Yeah, it's too bad she couldn't make it. One day before you reach the 100th podcast, she might show up, you know?
Yeah.
But shout out to everybody.
Well, we're having that next week, so.
Oh, the 100th one? Yeah, you're going to knock out about 20 a day.
Crank out.
Do it, man.
49 other episodes.
Do what you can. I'll be a part of some of those. It'll be cool.
Okay. It'll be filmed at
on location.
On location.
Fuck it.
Well, thanks for having me. I really appreciate it, man.
That
was awesome. I like the cake. The cake and the shrimp and the Doritos, you can't beat it, man.
That's right. I baked a cake that had shrimp and Doritos baked into it. it was awesome.
Mm.
It's awesome. Mm-hmm.
It was awesome.
Shout out to Barack Obama.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to Perry Logan.
Thanks for coming on.
Yahtzee.
Yeah.
Ghost. We forgot about Ghost.
Ghost's been on the show a couple times.
You said
shout out to Grotzy.
Chuck was here, right?
Yeah, I already said Chuck.
You did?
Shout out to Tub Girl. Shout out to Two Girls in a Cup.
Living Party.
Shout out to
Pow
Pow. You
guys are nasty. Y'all too nasty, man. Y'all too nasty.
Seriously.
It just doesn't affect us anymore.
Nope.
We've been pilers for too long. See, I feel like that all these people that have been getting accounts recently, and I haven't, I'm as much of a pilot or more than a pilot than those Pam people that they've been posting.
Well, I think all the Pam people,
those aren't new people.
Those are all really old people that never really post.
They're 95, 97 years
old. Trying
to
get. I hope they open those accounts up. Honestly.
Yeah, to people like me.
Plead your case.
I've got to plead my case.
It's bad, huh? It's hard. Part of
you?
Huh?
Yeah. I thought about that, but
because of money?
You gotta send him some money.
I'm gonna have to send him money in order to get an account.
Is that what they say?
That's what they say.
Well, there you go.
Hi kids. Please remember to send all emails to SirMildredPierce@gmail.com and EBAOFVN@gmail.com. Thanks.
So don't forget, visit us online at podcast.shapelessmass.com.
Come visit me at workable.com. I've got links to the Shapeless Mass, so that'll be cool. You guys just look at my stuff, go to his stuff, read, listen, read.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, thanks for listening.
And have a nice life.
And
adios, senoritas.
Yeah.
Bye.
All right. Bye.
Well, thanks for being on the show, Molly. Bye.
There's the trash bag, son of a...
The start of the podcast.
I think we weren't listening.